Welcome to the evening booze hour.
Episode 140.
Yeah, woo! Black lives still matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's like always have.
This week and every week. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, of course, there's all that happening in the world still COVID-19. Yeah, but we are back and we wanted to kind of give you something to listen to, take your mind off the current state of the entire.
Yeah. Do a little self-care, put on EVH, grab a glass of wine, play the drinking game, you know, join us. Like, save this for a time when you can dedicate it to you.
Yes. No, it's true. I was so just upset all day, every day, like, for an entire week straight. And I mean, of course, oh, that's nothing compared to, like, that's how, like, Black people feel every day of their life. So it's, like, boo-hoo, white privilege, I know, but.
Yeah, but seeing it, like, on social media and in the news and at work and, like.
I can't stop keeping up with it. Yeah, so, like, I was like, I need to go on a walk. I need to, like, I did a little gardening today.
Oh, that's nice.
Very mature of me. Yep. Went on a little hike. So I was like, I have to just, like, unplug.
Yes.
Go on a walk, do me time, because it was getting bad.
We did the same thing. Like, we went to the beach, and, like, I felt, like, you know, guilty. I feel guilty going out and doing things, but also, like, it was something that, you know, helped me relieve my stress, and so that was, like, a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine, like, having to literally protest every single day?
No,
and people are like, I'm not at work. Like, this is COVID-19. Yeah. I got time. Like, I will be here every day.
And now on the weekends. And it's awesome seeing, like, it's only getting bigger, actually. So, it's been, like, what, I think at this point, 10 days straight. So that's, like, really inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a time in history that is happening right now.
It is. I mean, 2020. Wow.
Wow, you've really outdone yourself.
Yes. But I do feel optimistic, you know, just, you know, things I feel like are making a turn for better. And let's just keep having the conversations and listening and learning. And we're going to get back into our normal routine. So what are you drinking?
I am drinking tonight another wine, little spritzer. I'm not doing the White Claw.
Okay.
Mixing it up. I've got my red wine with the Truly lemonade situation.
Oh, yes. I love those.
So the lemonade one is way too sweet for me.
Oh, really?
But I love lemonade, but this is so freaking sweet. I love the, well, it's, you know, when you mix the wine in with it, it cuts it kind of, so it's not so sweet. But the mango lemonade tastes real good with some red wine.
Yeah, the fruit ones are better. You're right. I actually agree.
The lemonade
is not my favorite, and it's really sweet. But yeah, the ones that are mixed with the fruit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good. So good. So that's what I'm having. That's what I'm cheersing to this week. And what are you cheersing with?
You know, I'm just still going strong with my quarantine special, Black Box Wine. This week we have the Cabernet Sauvignon, which we've had before. Right. It's lovely. And we found just something that we truly love, Black Box.
I know. I'm telling you, once you get your brand of box wine, it changes your life. Honestly.
It really has. It really has.
Yeah.
If it's not broken, why try to fix it?
I know. That's what I say all day, every day. What? yum, yum. Okay.
Yeah. So if you guys are drinking, taking some time to yourself to celebrate your soul, you can play our drinking game. So we'll try to call it out, but basically anytime there is, oh God, I haven't said it in a long time. Anytime there's something that like is a distraction because we record at home, like we mess up or kids or pets or husbands, like, stop us for some reason, take a drink. Anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Japan. Anytime we have a story about misogyny. Anytime we say the word literally. Anytime we, or more specifically, Kate gets the Nick Cage rage slash love.
Nick Cage, where are you? He's getting ready for Joe Exotic role.
Anytime. Gosh. I think. Oh, yeah, we had add Gwyneth Paltrow, Gwyneth the Menace, I thought we put on there. You know?
Rihanna, did you say that?
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
There's too many. It's like, just drink whatever the fuck you want.
I know. This drinking game has evolved and evolved and evolved, and we should maybe put a limit to it, but yeah.
I know. We should, like, start over. We should make, like, a brand new.
Give us a new drinking game to play. Listeners, send it in. And we will play it.
Yeah, I think every time we have to actually make, like, a real pause in a recording, we actually, like, put a pause in. Like, and then you have to, like, chug a beer.
For the entire pause.
Time, yes. We just pause it for, like, 3 minutes.
It's just like a beep.
Yeah, just nothing. Just whatever. Elevator music? I don't know. What can you do, Liz?
Not any of that. Nothing. And putting things inside the middle of things, not even there yet.
I have to say, I think you do an amazing job.
Well, thank you. It's my best amateur work.
God, it's so good.
But yeah, so send us your drinking game suggestions. Send us your questions, comments, concerns, your story ideas. We're at eveningboozehour@gmail.com, and we're on Instagram at eveningboozehour and Twitter at eveningbooze. You can support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month, patreon.com/eveningboozehour. And you can get access to our confidential confession minisodes too when you become a Patreon saint, and then you're also our favorite people.
Yes. I love how you put a question mark after like every single thing you said. That was so good.
I was totally doubting it. All.
So good. Literally, you did amazing. Oh, all right. Yeah. I think our thing to our headlines. What is happening? I don't even.
Let's dive back in to our headlines. You know, we took a week off of the weird news, so we have to catch you guys up. And then we also have some pop culture that's, you know, been breaking out of kind of what's been going on in our country, and people making statements about that has led to this new downfall of someone, which we'll talk about in pop culture. But yeah, we definitely need to revisit some weird news headlines.
Yes. And I thought I should start with the most heartwarming one. So we're feeling still like optimistic and hopeful for this world. So there's this guy named Rob Kenny, and he has a YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I? And this is his little statement on his YouTube channel. It says, I just want to do my best to provide useful, practical content to many basic tasks that everyone should know how to do, which is like such a dad thing to say.
Oh my God. I automatically think of like Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec.
Oh my God. I just started watching Make It. Is that what it's called?
Oh yeah.
He does with Amy Poehler. It's like a crap show.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes.
I love him so much. But yeah, think
but
of him.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We have to Google, like my husband and I are not handy people at all. Like we have to Google stuff all the time. Like, so now we know. we have like a go-to resource to help us with shit. We should know as adults.
They say like there's a YouTube channel for everything, but like this guy just is like, I'm just going to do basic tasks that you would learn from, say, a father or a mother, you know, just somebody who, you know, kind of passes on their knowledge of doing anything, really.
Yeah. Teaches you your life skills, you know, prepares you for the real world, whoever that person is.
Exactly. He's like, these are life skills that you don't learn in school, basically. So this guy, Kenny, he's 55. He is a father and of two. And his father left him when he was 12 years old, him and his mother. So he said he had like a horrible childhood after like his father left. And I'm sure, you know, if you're like a teenage boy, it's the first time you're like going to shave your face, first time you tie a tie. And it's like, if your dad's not there, you know, like, I think you notice that in those moments. So sure. he wanted to like be an outlet for other kids who are going through similar things, but he has videos for how to shave your face, how to use a stud finder, how to tie a tie, how to check, you know, your oil in your car, you know, stuff like that, that everybody should really know how to do.
I don't know how to do any of those, so.
You don't know how to check your car's oil? That is
I mean, I know how to pull it out and, like, if it's bad or whatever, but, like, I don't know how to change my oil.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he has one on changing.
Oh, okay. Just checking it. Okay.
I was, like, so disturbed. I'm sorry. But you know who taught me that? My dad taught me that. So.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was, like, such a cute, heartwarming story. But he's just like, I want to make like better adults. Like, I don't want to say I want to make kids better. I want to make like adults better. And,
yeah.
You know,
and start so young.
Yeah. I thought that was a nice little first heartwarming, little story. And then
his channel?
It's called, Dad, How Do I?
Dad, How Do I? Okay.
Yeah. He just started in April, and he has, like, millions of followers already. Okay, so now I'm going to move to a fan of the show, number one fan, Amber V. She sent in, Patreon Saint also, she sent in this little pickle story, which I love because, number one, it's from Massachusetts, which is where Amber V and I both live. And it is not only from Massachusetts, it is from Berkshire County.
Which is
the county that I live in. So this is local news.
Close to home.
Amber V, thank you for the local news. I didn't see anything about this. Of course, I don't read my local newspaper because it's garbage, but... So let me see here. Let me pull it up. Okay. So headline is Massachusetts man. Oh no. There we go. Massachusetts man charged with assault after thrown pickle from moving vehicle hits highway worker and caused him pain, quote unquote.
Oh my God.
So headline, really long headline.
Why a pickle? What?
I don't know. There's not many answers. So I will say.
Okay.
Not my answer to this, but let's see. The incident occurred just before 6 p.m. on Monday on U.S. Route 7, which runs right through my town. But this was in Pownall, Vermont, which is near the border crossing. It's like basically the line between Vermont and Massachusetts. It says a passenger in a southbound vehicle threw an object later determined to be a large pickle that hit the highway worker and, quote, unquote, caused him pain.
Well, that's just, like, an asshole thing to do anyways. Like, throwing anything out of your car at anyone. Cool.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
So the Agency of Transportation officials provided a description of the vehicle to police, which led officers to the suspect, with the help of the Williamstown, Massachusetts Police Department. This guy, this is his name. Not to name shame. I don't want to name shame, but Christoph Hermannsdorfer. But
that's
R's, two N's. It's 16 letters long. His last.
Oh my God! But two names, not three names.
Christoph
Hermannsdorfer. Wow.
Yeah, it's long. You gotta see it written out.
German.
Yeah. So he's 34 of Williamstown, and he was cited to appear in court in Bennington next month to answer to a charge of simple assault. So this guy likes throwing his pickle around, if you will. I don't know. Don't throw pickles.
What?
Or
why?
If you're working on the side of the highway, just keep your mouth open all the time, and then you might get a pickle.
I was going to say, pickles are delicious. Just save it and eat it. Don't throw it. Don't waste it.
Yeah, and, like, it could really be, like, a mathematical equation of, like, how fast was his car going? How, like, was the velocity of the pickle? Like, there are lots of factors here. You could kill somebody with a pickle, right?
Yeah, and it's just, like, degrading to do that. You know, like, don't do that.
It is degrading to be hit in the head by a pickle.
A moving pickle. Like, but I need to know why the pickle. Is that just he had handy? Was he just driving around with a big jar of pickles? Like,
there's no answer. Sorry to tell you. No answer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I have kind of like a mystery food story, too, actually. I don't know if you wanted to say anything else about yours, but it's like a perfect segue.
Oh, yeah, just go into yours. Go into yours. Do it.
Oh, okay.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I just didn't realize yours was such a mystery. But I also have a mystery about a man who has been tormented for almost a decade by mystery pizza deliveries.
Oh, my God. This sounds like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Right. Oh, my God. So someone has been sending this man in Belgium mysterious pizza for, like, a decade, 10 years, and he says, like, you know, it sounds like it's just an annoying prank, whatever, but it's been so many pizzas over so many years that he now, like, shakes every time he hears a scooter coming down the street because he thinks it's, like, a pizza delivery scooter.
What?
And he can't sleep.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait,
okay, so
you say every night?
Well, I don't know how often they do they come sometimes multiple times a day, he says. One time he had one multiple times a day and one order was for 14 pizzas.
What? That is harassment.
It's a total harassment.
Who did this man piss off? Gotta open my new truly. Sorry.
Poor guy. Okay. His name is, Jean Van Landerheim? Landerheim? I don't know. Jean, he's 65, and he lives in Turnhout, I think is how you say it. And he says delivery drivers bring pizza to his
turned
door.
Turnhout.
With your pizza. He says delivery drivers bring pizza to his door at all hours and day and night. Ooh. And he has no idea why. He initially believed that there was some sort of mistake with his address and, like, you know, the correct delivery address of someone else. Maybe, like, they had the numbers crossed or whatever, and he tried to correct it, but unfortunately the food just kept arriving.
I have to interrupt you here. How many possible pizza delivery places could be in this town, number one? Number two, don't you think after, like, the third time they went there and it was not, he was like, I didn't order this, you think that once this address popped up, somebody would call and be like, yo, did you order any pizza?
I don't know. I should have snoped this, actually. I literally just found this story an hour before we recorded, and I was like, this is incredible.
I love it, but it's like, come on.
You're right. It's another story that does not have a lot of answers, okay? They do say that he's gotten other fast food items besides pizzas, but it's mostly pizzas that are just, like, food. It's just food. It's just delivery.
Does he ever, like, accept the pizza and be like, I didn't order pizza, but you know what? Would be so good right now.
I don't know. You know, but, like, wouldn't you be scared? Like, there's poison or something in it, but...
Yeah, very weird, yeah. Interesting.
But also it's a really inside job.
It's an inside job.
But there is another layer to this mystery, actually, and that's the fact that one of John's friends, who lives 20 miles away, has also been receiving mystery deliveries, like a pizza, and they, so, like, the authorities think that whoever's doing it must know both of them, but they don't have any more, like, evidence to really investigate.
That could be literally anybody. That's crazy. I mean, that's the, unless the friend is doing it and then just does
right.
it occasionally.
That's what I was wondering, too.
To be like, oh my god, it's happening to me, too. That would be the perfect way.
You're absolutely right, though. Like, wouldn't the, like, pizza delivery places in town, unless this guy keeps finding, like, new ones, you know, which I'm sure he can't, you know, they only have a rating.
Open. New, he's like, I will fund to open a new pizza delivery place every month just to feed this insatiable need to send pizzas to my friend's house. What?
It's creepy, for sure. So I would love to know what happened with that story. I might have to look back into it in a little while.
Yeah, we need an update on this, for sure. Wow. Ew, that is creepy. You're right. That's really creepy.
It's creepy. And delicious. Creepy and delicious.
It's creepily delicious.
Yeah. So yeah, I have another kind of headline-y story too. And this is about a treasure chest. Treasure that was hidden in the Rocky Mountains.
I love this already. I love this already.
Oh, okay. Didn't know you had things for the Rockies.
I really just got, like, real hot and bothered when you said that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, Rocky Mountains. Whew. Okay. Getting myself up.
Okay. So it's about treasure. And that was hid in the Rocky Mountains by a famed art and antiquities collector who created a treasure hunt to find, like, some of his, you know, collection, which included, like, gold and jewels. And there was, like, some jade from China and, like, artifacts and stuff like that.
And now, this story, I'm sorry, you have to abort the situation. I'm getting so beglumped.
You're like Indiana Jonesing over there.
Indiana Jonesing. because, you know, I minored in anthropology.
Yeah.
It really is the whole anthropological.
I have a passion for it.
I never really knew I did as much as, like, the story is getting me so excited.
Oh,
I'm stuck right now. But
well,
no,
and this is also a story I found like an hour before we recorded. So, okay, let's get into it.
This guy,
Forrest Fenn, he's 89 years old. He is the one who created the treasure hunt. He lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, he's still alive?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yep.
Okay, good. Okay.
And okay, it gets kind of crazy. But so someone found the treasure. And Forrest Fenn confirmed it. He said the guy didn't want his name to be released, but that he was from the East Coast, and that the discovery was confirmed by a photograph that the man sent to Forrest. And he said, Forrest said, it was under a canopy of stars in the lush forested vegetation of the Rocky Mountains and had not moved from the spot where I hid it more than 10 years ago. So he had put a poem that he read that was supposed to have clues to the hiding spot on online, and that's what the guy who found it used.
Where online?
I think he has a website because he wrote an autobiography called The Thrill of the Chase, and the poem was also that, so too.
He's probably, like, a famous guy. Yeah, he's like things famous, like geocaching.
They called him, like, a famous art and antiquities collector.
Okay. So, like, people would follow him. Okay.
Yeah. So he has this book, and then he also has that poem online, and the poem's in the book, too. And he says, I do not know the person who found it, but the poem in my book led him to the precise spot. And hundreds of thousands of people have tried to find this, like, from all over the world, pretty much.
Oh, my God. Goosebumps. Thinking about, like, how awesome that would be. You're the one who found it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
People quit their jobs to try to find this. They depleted their life savings, and get this, at least 4 people have died searching for this treasure.
Okay, we need to do a deep dive on this. I am now going to report
he's your new bestie.
Every week I'm doing a treasure hunt. Wow. Excellent. That was like an award-winning story you just covered.
Well, I'm not even done yet. There's more. Sorry. Okay. So.
Oh my God. I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, I can't just leave out like 4 people died. That's just the most shocking part.
True.
So, okay, Forrest, he says that he has packed and repacked his treasure chest for more than a decade, sprinkling in gold dust and adding hundreds of rare coins and gold nuggets. There are pre-Columbian animal figures, along with prehistoric mirrors of hammered gold, ancient Chinese faces carved from jade, and antique jewelry with rubies and emeralds.
God. And so this guy who found it, he just gets to keep all that.
He just gets to keep it, yeah, and, like, it's basically his. You know, Forrest said the whole reason he hid the treasure in the first place was to tempt people to get into the wilderness and give them a chance to have a, like, old-fashioned adventure.
Oh, my God. That's why I love this so much. An old-fashioned adventure.
Just don't die. But.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't love that anymore.
Yeah, so they asked him, like, you know, now that the treasure's been found, what do you have to say? And he said, I don't know. I feel halfway kind of glad, halfway kind of sad because the chase is over. I congratulate the thousands of people who participated in the search and hope they will continue to be drawn by the promise of other discoveries.
Oh, my God. Who is this man? I need to do an entire new podcast.
Kate's
devoted.
Moving to Santa Fe.
I do love Santa Fe. I've been to Santa Fe.
Oh, yeah.
I love Santa Fe. Beautiful. Oh, my God. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wow.
Ben, well, modern day conquistador.
Looking for gold.
Helping people live out their adventures.
Yes.
Cheers.
That's the dream. That is the dream. Cheers to you. Oh, God, I love that. Okay. Right. Was that your last headline?
That was my last headline, yeah. Should we
get into this?
Yeah, get into
okay,
pop culture.
Listen. Listen, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember a little show called Glee. You know you watched it.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Don't lie.
Everybody watched it.
Everybody watched Glee.
I watched it until Corey Monteith died, and then it was just too sad.
I guess, come to think of it, maybe I didn't ever finish it.
The first two seasons,
you were glued to your TV every Monday night at 9 o'clock or whatever the fuck time it was at. Time.
Like, what songs are they gonna do this week?
Yep. Wow. Well, one of the stars by the name of Leah Michele. What was her name in that show?
Rachel Berry.
Rachel Berry, of course. How could I forget? Mm-hmm. Yep. So she was Rachel Berry. She is having quite the controversy over on the social meds. these days.
In the Twitter sphere.
Yes, in the Twitter sphere. And I know I came across a couple, I mean, other than like all the amazing like Black Lives Matter things I've seen, sprinkled in, peppered in, if you will, were stories about Lea Michele and how she is not such a Rachel Berry. I know you looked for this than I have, but a former cast member, do you have the name and everything up?
Yeah. So okay. I do. And it did, this all did kind of come out, you're right, like it was sprinkled in with those Black Lives Matter headlines because Lea Michele came out with a statement about George Floyd's death, and that's how this all really started.
Okay, now it's totally making sense in my brain. Okay.
Yeah, so this great story from news.com/AU, Australia, has like a timeline of kind of how her downfall is unfolding. And like she's kind of like the new evil Ellen, I'd say. Yeah. Maybe something that's part of the moment, the latest person to get canceled in 2020.
I mean, Ellen really got away with it. Because
people
are speaking out and outraged about this.
Well, people, and I think, okay, so because it was really bad, really not great timing, not great, it exposed something really ugly about her. So the statement she said was, George Floyd did not deserve this. This was not an isolated incident, and it must end. Black Lives Matter. So then a former castmate,
yeah,
who was on Glee, her name is Samantha Ware, or Sammy Ware, I believe, and she wrote back in response to Lea's statement about George Floyd saying, LMAO, remember when you made my first television gig a living hell? Because I'll never forget. I believe you told everyone that if you had the opportunity, you would shit in my wig, amongst other traumatic microaggressions that made me question a career in Hollywood. And Sammy Ware is African-American, so
yes,
she's Black.
Yeah. And this opened the discussion about what a microaggression is. Because once I feel like then everywhere was like, this is what a microaggression is. Like, just FYI. Okay.
Absolutely. So then, like, I think a few hours after that, HelloFresh, the meal delivery service, canceled their partnership with Lea Michele, who was one of their spokespeople.
And she's so that happened real quick, right?
Yes, she is pregnant. She's mom to be. And so then she issued a statement, which people are saying, kind of calling a non-apology, but I'll just read. I think it's like 3 pages long, and they only have one page on here, but I'll read it.
Okay.
One of the most important lessons of the last few weeks is that we need to take the time to listen and learn about other people's perspectives and any role we have played or anything we can do to help address the injustices that they face. When I tweeted the other day, it was meant to be a show of support for our friends and neighbors and communities of color during this really difficult time, but the responses I received to what I posted have made me also focus specifically on my own behavior towards fellow cast members, and was perceived by them, how I was perceived by them. So she doesn't, like, I can't read the rest of it on here, but she does go on to kind of say, like, yeah, like, whether it was my privileged position or maybe it was my immaturity, like, she kind of, like, says it could have been one of those two things, which is why she acted the way she did.
She said perceived, like it was, that's how it seemed, but that's not what was being done.
Exactly.
Like, completely gaslighting the situation.
Yeah. Absolutely. And she goes on to say, we can all grow and change, and I have definitely used these past several months to reflect on my own shortcomings. But ever since Samantha Ware came out with this, more and more people are just chiming in, from former Glee cast members to people she worked with on Broadway, like basically confirming that she is a nightmare to work with. And
you know what I love about this whole moment in time, people are being like, you know, because before you would never speak out about a famous person or, you know,
being
somebody
mean,
who helped
yeah.
you for a career. Like, you are just like, you know what? Fuck it. Celebrities aren't shit. Like, they are literally a person just like everybody else when it comes down to it. Like, I don't care how much money they have, how famous they are. Like, I'm going to fucking, and this girl is so brave to do that because easily this could backfire and ruin your own career.
But she people are feeling like,
fuck that. Like,
they're feeling empowered.
I love it.
And it's also like people in power thing. So like Lea Michele, you know, gets a lot of roles. She's very talented. She has a lot of power in the industry, you know, and people are saying, you know what? That's not fair. The way you treat people, you know, you can't people just because of your position, you can't treat people that way. But so
actors who are really, you can tell they're good people. You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
Like they're always seem real. But yeah, she did always seem fake, which, you know, but it's like, God, every, like, whether you have a bunch of money or not, like, you're either a garbage person if you have zero money or $10 million, and you're a good person if you have $0 or $10 million. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, how you treat others says everything about you.
Yeah, everything. So, everything.
Yeah. But, I mean, so at least three Glee cast members have come out and said stuff, including Heather Morris, who was, like, the blonde cheerleader. And she, you know, has said kind of, like, yeah, she was a nightmare to work with. But she also said, like, I don't think this is, like, racially – it was racially motivated. She was just, like, a nightmare to everyone. Like, extras said have had really horrible experiences working on set, like with her calling them cockroaches, making them feel less than, telling them that they're ugly.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, like they had the one story that I read, like they had lookalikes come on for the main characters for some scene that they were filming at the high school, and she wanted to see her lookalike, and so she found her like when she got there, and she said, wow, could they have chose anyone uglier? And she was with her then-boyfriend, Corey Monteith, the other star of the show, and he, like, actually apologized to the extra and was like, I'm so sorry, like, don't pay attention to her, you know, she's just jealous. So there's rumors that he had to, R.I.P., and there's rumors, like, he had to go around and apologize for her behavior. That's not, you know, confirmed, but, and the great thing is, so when she issued this apology or non-apology, whatever, these cast members started like writing comments on that when sharing their experiences, like on the comment feed. So just, you know, saying like how awful she was and how they hoped that she had grown. This article also mentions that like, you know, years ago, Naya Rivera, who played the other cheerleader, Santana, had been really open about a long-running feud with Lea Michele. She wrote a book, and Lea Michele always denied it. And then the most interesting revelation of this article that I found was that when, in 2012, Kate Hudson made a few guest appearances on Lea, and she was so appalled by Lea Michele's behavior that she actually made a formal complaint against her.
Damn. Because Kate Hudson will fucking rat you out.
Yeah. Because Kate Hudson is Goldie Hawn's daughter, and Goldie Hawn is just like the purest person ever. So she just knows, like, you have to treat people nice. Like, what are you doing?
An angel among us.
Absolutely. The spawn of an angel.
Oh my God, I love that. Yes, Kate Hudson.
Oh. Yeah, so that was pretty feeling.
Being a diva, you're not Mariah Carey. You are not Beyonce. You are not Rihanna. You could not act like, they don't even act like divas. Yeah. Well, I mean, Mariah Carey does, but, you know? She gets a pass.
But yeah, I mean, she is super talented, and I think she just thinks that because of that she can act however she wants. I guess she would have people fired all the time, according to all these allegations that people are putting out there, and you know, and they also said she was like a nightmare when she was like 12 years old. Someone reported like working with her, and she was just off then. And so I wonder, like, you wonder how she was raised. And
her parents must be like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if any of it's true. These are all just stories, but when there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. When there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah. I think, wow. It's true, for sure.
I'm kind of here for these celebrities getting canceled. I know cancel culture, blah, 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 but, like, some of these people are so fake and so rich and so out of touch that it's, like, you need to know that this is wrong.
Yeah, yeah, and you don't deserve what you're getting. Like,
right.
At that point, it's just, like, feels greedy if a person's rich with, like, those intentions. But I really hope she uses this as, like, holy shit, like, I am a garbage person. And maybe she's
going to...
And she's pregnant, and it's her first child, so I'm sure she's... Like, when you're pregnant, you're like, oh, damn, like, I better figure some shit out, like...
And she did say in her, like, apology that she wants to, you know, be a good role model for her child and all that, so, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully... I mean, I think people can change. I like to think that. So hopefully she does, and then issues like an actual apology, because that was an unapology.
And that was some of the criticism too, was that it was just, you know, written in her notes app. And that was like the form. It wasn't like a video or anything, where I think we saw recently Drew Brees come out and say something really ignorant and then issue an apology, but he actually, like, did a video and seemed pretty sincere.
You at least look sincere. Like,
exactly. Like, show your face, at least, you know? Like,
right. If you're a great actor, you should at least be able to act like you're sorry.
Exactly. So, anyway, that's the latest tea in the pop culture world. The new evil Ellen, we'll say, for now. But, yeah. What celebrity do you think is going to get canceled next? Like, which one of these, like, fake nicey-nices is the next one?
Oh, my God. That is such a... Because there's going to be some sort of scandal. Well, you know, Kylie is not a billionaire. And let's see.
But it's always like these super nice ones, like Aunt Becky and Ellen and Leah Michelle. Really just have these like super.
All right, who's such Mindy Kaling?
Mindy Kaling? No, I love her.
Well, I was just going with the most like.
Oh, you know what? It's gonna be Reese Witherspoon. God damn it! You know it is.
Oh, fuck. It was like you just had a vision.
I did. It was like, who smiles all the time in Hollywood? Reese Witherspoon.
Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon, a la fires, little fires everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Something's going to come out. That's the next one.
Oh, my God. Like, they were just feuding the whole time shooting that show or something, right?
Or maybe she'll hear another, like, drunken rant from Reese and, like, she'll say something like Mel Gibson style.
Oh my God.
Sugar tits.
Hey, sugar tits. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. I don't know. That's a good prediction. I hope it's not real.
I hope I do love Reese, but and the Obamas. I hope it's not the Obamas.
Oh my God. No. Don't even fucking do that. Okay. Don't even fucking do that. Me right now. God.
I know. That was always my greatest fear.
Have to kind of just wait and see at this point. Who's it going to be?
God. Let us know your predictions. Should we do our BuzzFeed quiz?
Oh, we really should. Because
it's a really important one.
Yeah. You guys will never guess the quiz that Liz found on BuzzFeed.
Vital information. You need to know this about yourself. I need everybody to go to our show notes and take this quiz after listening to this. So you know BuzzFeed has been kind of slacking with the quiz department lately. You've heard us every week complain about it. So I'm scrolling, and I don't find anything good. But in all that time scrolling, I saw three quizzes, different quizzes that were like related to what potato dish you are or what type of potato you are or what kind of potato your personality is.
The potato, it's so versatile.
So I felt like the universe was speaking to me and we needed to do this potato quiz. So
I really what potato love this.
Are you? That's just, it's just simple. Just that. It's something everyone needs to know.
There are so many different french fries. Twice baked. Roasted. Baked. Hasselbacked. There's so many different.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. Oh my God. Okay, so which did you get? I feel like we probably got the same thing.
Okay, well, I got something. I do love this, and we almost got this type of fry today, but then we chose not to. Sweet potato.
Oh, my God, I thought you were going to say curly fry, and I was going to be so fucking mad that I didn't get an Arby's curly fry as my answer.
No, we were near this place that has, like, our husband doesn't like sweet potato fries, but he likes these from there, and
We have a place like that. I don't like sweet potato fries because they're too sweet, but this one place, their sweet potato fries are legit, and I love sweet potatoes, but for some reason, they're so sweet when you get them at restaurants. Oh, a good sweet potato fry.
Everyone. Yeah, so it says, you're a real sweetheart. You always have something positive to say. Oh, we can drink now.
Dude.
We went tripod, so long without disruption.
Tripod was like, you are not a sweet potato.
Yeah.
You are not sweet.
He disagreed with this.
He was calling you out.
Oh, my God.
Calling you out. That's so funny.
All right. So sorry. Okay. You're a real sweetheart. You always have something positive to say and a good deed to do. You light up every room you walk into. Sweet potato.
My God, I love that. I do love a sweet potato.
I had one on my birthday. My husband got it for me, and it came with, like, brown sugar and butter that you can put in it.
Listen, all you have to do, dice up into little half-inch pieces. Sweet potato, a little olive oil, a little salt and pepper. 4:15, like.
Make your own, yeah.
Oh my God, they get like caramelized.
Mm.
Whew, I've been through so many ups and downs this episode. Think about
potatoes. Potatoes are always there to comfort you. Potatoes are always.
Oh my God. And when I talk about food, it's like I'm talking about porn or something. I'll be like, oh, my God, that pasta at that place. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm talking about food. Like, that's how sick I am about food. Okay, but I got something different.
Oh, okay. So, surprising. Tell me what you got.
I got the classic, the baked potato.
Oh, the good old baked potato.
Reliable. Baked potato.
If so you have easy.
I mean, you can have, talk about, oh my God, twice baked potato. I'm sorry. If you've had a good twice baked potato. Whew. Okay. I'm getting myself a mess. I've had two orgasms.
Treasure and potatoes. Now we know what gets Kate going.
That's all I need. That's all you need. Oh, my God. Okay, so I got baked potato. It says, you're not great at expressing your feelings. True. But you're a big soft on the inside. You're the kind of person who makes everyone feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh, that's true.
In this world.
Totally. What's your favorite thing in a baked potato to do or to put on your baked potato?
I mean, if you could only choose one thing, it's butter.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need the sour cream, you need the bacon, you need the chives, you need the cheese.
Yeah. Loaded.
Dude.
Loaded.
I'm having baked potatoes this week. I don't care how hot it gets. Baked potato. When's the last time you had a baked potato?
I haven't had one in forever, actually, now that I think about it. We've been buying more potatoes lately, but we just, because it's just so much easier to quickly roast them, you know, or like
broil
them.
I just always roast the potatoes. It's the easiest. Pop them in the oven. Yeah. Boom. But
so I haven't done a baked potato though. But like, if I'm popping it in the oven, I might as well like get an actual like russet potato.
You know, we don't have a microwave, and we haven't for years. And I think that's really the reason why, because baked potatoes in the microwave are like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Easy. So I feel like if I had to bake them, I'd be like, ugh, I can't wait like 2 hours.
I like them baked because I like them when they get a little crispy on the outside.
They are way better baked, but it's like most people would microwave them.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah, God, so I'm doing it. I'm doing it in the oven. I don't care. I don't care how fucking hot and humid it gets. I'm having a goddamn potato.
Do it. Wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, roast your potato, bake it.
Oh, which I wanted to say, if you don't have your fan on, like, switch it to rotate opposite, you're doing it wrong.
Just to go public, the opposite way?
Yeah. You know how they have the switch to go the opposite way? When it's hot out.
Like a ceiling fan or a box fan? Oh, I don't know. I don't know for stuff. Maybe it does. Okay. Yeah.
Have to switch. It will change your life. I'm not
it's
even
cooler.
It makes it cooler. It makes it cooler. Okay. I can't believe I'm saying it. I was
we today. Survive on so many fans in this household, so I will try that.
I'm telling you, turn your ceiling fan, because I thought, oh, well, I'd rather have it, like, air hitting me. That feels better. No. It is like we have air conditioning. I'm not kidding.
It just moves the air around better.
And it's like this thing that everybody apparently knows about. Did you know about this?
No.
If you didn't know about this, like, this needs to be on, Dad, How Do I? Or whatever the channel is.
I'm going to look into it. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Just flip the little switch on the fan. Make it turn opposite. Boom. Done. And that's my parting wisdom for you this week.
PSA of the day. All right.
Well, as always, Black Lives Matter. And it's been really real.
That's right. Really, really real. All the news that's fit to drink this week. We will catch you next week. Keep fighting the good fight. If you're out there doing so, we respect you. And, yeah.
Yeah, appreciate you. Love you. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.